ed-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Il-Gvern Federali Awstraljan ħabbar pakkett finanzjarju ġdid tas-settur taċ-childcare għall-istat ta' Victoria minħabba il-lockdown fir-raba stadju li bħalissa jinsab fih l-istat. L-iskema se toffri liċ-ċentri taċ-childcare fondi addizzjonali biex ma jkollhom x'għalfejn jitolbu ħlas mill-ġenituri li qegħdin iżommu t-tfal tagħhom id-dar. Niħdu l-kas ta' Jess O'Brien li ila tiddependi fuq iċ-childcare għall-bina Harry għal dawn l-aħħar 4 snin. Bħala ħaddiema kkunsidrata essenzjali hija baqgħet tibagħtu fiċ-childcare matul il-pandemija. Titkellem O'Brien.
As a nurse, you're going to work, you know that I'm working with COVID patients and working within an infectious diseases team. So knowing that my son is safe and very well cared for is just it takes my mind off it. It means I can focus at work and it means that it's one less thing that I need to worry about.
Intant bina Harry kien qiegħed jattendi ma' numru iżgħar ta' tfal oħra fil-ġimgħat reċenti. L-operatur taċ-ċentru fejn imur Harry, Fiona Sherlock, tajt li ilhom iħossu l-impatt tal-pandemija għal xhur sħaħ.
In both of the lockdown periods, we've had a significant decrease in child attendance numbers. We probably got down to, I think, 40 to 45% in lockdown one, and we are sitting at that number now in lockdown two. That's a considerable change. We're licensed for 70 places every day, so we're seeing numbers around 25 to 30 children attending at the moment.
Sherlock tajt li l-istress finanzjarju fuq iċ-ċentru u l-ħaddiema tiegħu issa għamel bihom.
I am exhausted. I am probably I would consider my mental health space has been affected, particularly in the last couple of weeks where things have really ramped up generally in Victoria, not just for early childhood.
Waqt li l-istat bħalissa jinsab rasu mazza, il-Gvern Federali fl-aħħar ħareġ pakkett finanzjarju biex jipprova jassisti u jsaħħaħ is-settur taċ-childcare fl-istat. Il-familji issa se jkunu jistgħu jżommu l-itfal tagħhom id-dar mingħajr ma jkollhom iħallsu meta dawn ma jattendux. Se jkun hemm ukoll 5% iktar fondi għaċ-ċentri taċ-childcare li huma affettwati fil-Belt ta' Melbourne. Dawk iċ-ċentri taċ-childcare li l-attendenza tagħhom tonqos b'iktar minn 70% se jkollhom percentaġġ ola ta' iktar fondi. Dan tħabbar mill-Ministru Federali għall-Edukazzjoni Dan Tehan.
And I would say to parents, please keep your children enrolled. It won't cost you anything to do so, but it means as we come out of this pandemic, those positions will be there for you at your childcare centre. So once you go back to work, the positions there, it's available to you, and it means it'll be much more seamless for you to be able to get back to work once we've got through this pandemic.
Intant iċ-ċentri taċ-childcare se jkollhom ineħħu it-tariffi magħrufa bħala gap fees u din hija xi ħaġa li skont il-Ministru il-Gvern ma jistax jagħti garanzija, jispjega Tehan.
We cannot by law compel services to waive the gap fee. Will we always get an outlier? That is possible. But what we're doing is we're encouraging centres to be waiving the gap fee. And it's in their interest to do so because it means they maintain enrolments.
Intant kellimi għall-edukazzjoni bikrija ta' tfal Amanda Rishworth tajt li waqt li din l-inizjattiva tal-Gvern hija waħda tajba, hija trid li dan jagħmel iktar minn hekk. Tajt Rishworth.
Quite frankly, it's unacceptable that the government can't step in and ensure that families don't get slugged with gap fees. It is unacceptable that the government can't do something about it. But it's also unacceptable that the Prime Minister has said one thing and the Minister for Education has said another.
Samantha Page min Early Childhood Australia tajt li il-miżuri huma ftit ikkumplikati żejjed.
It's like an interdependency, if you like, between services and families. Services need to rely on families maintaining their enrollment. Families need to rely on services waiving gap fees. And both are required for educators and teachers to keep getting paid.
Intant il-Prim Ministru Scott Morrison jgħid li din l-iskema ta' support ta' childcare se tiswa $33 million u qiegħed iħabbar dan wara li għadu kif ħabbar skema oħra għall-lif tal-pandemija iktar kmieni dan ix-xahar li issa qiegħed jestendi għall-istati u t-territorju kollha Awstraljani.
Now, if other states or territories want to enter into a similar arrangement, then I'll be making that offer to those states and territories if they wish to do that. Of course, they are not facing the same level of challenge, and the health advice we had out of Victoria was to do this, and so we're pleased to do it.
Waqt li l-spiża ta' din il-pandemija tkompli tola stħarriċ mill-Colonial First Aid Bank sab li bosta Awstraljani huma mħasba dwar kif il-pandemija tista' taffettwa il-flus li huma mfadla għall-irtirar tagħhom. Mhux biss persuni li huma kbar fl-età jinsabu inkwetati fuq hekk. Anke persuni ta' bejn il-35 u d-49 sena ħarġu bħala l-iktar demografija inkwetati dwar il-prospetti tal-ġejjieni tagħhom. Biex wieħed igawdi l-irtirar tiegħu huwa importanti li jkun illiberat mill-istress finanzjarju. Intant fost il-klima kurrenti ta' ekonomija f'qira li farket is-suq tal-isma u żammet ir-rati tal-interessi baxxi, bosta Awstraljani jinsabu mħasba dwar kif se jiffinanzjaw l-irtirar tagħhom. Ian Henschke huwa l-kap ta' National Seniors Australia u jispjega xi wħud mill-iktar punti ta' tħassib importanti.
Would they have enough savings to last out their lives, and also would they have enough there to pay for adequate aged care and health costs, which we know rise as you get older. So it's a worrying time for seniors in particular.
Intant l-Awstraljani li għadhom ma laħqux l-età tal-irtirar ukoll jinsabu mħasba dwar l-impatt ekonomiku u x sejf is-ser dan tħul fl-irtirar tagħhom. L-istudju tal-Colonial First Aid Bank sab li bosta Awstraljani qegħdin jistennew li se jkollhom ikomplu jaħdmu anke wara l-età li suppost ikunu irtirati u dan minħabba l-pandemija kurrenti tal-coronavirus. Dawk li għandhom bejn 35 u 49 sena huma l-iktar inkwetati dwar is-sitwazzjoni finanzjarja tagħhom wara li jkunu irtiraw. Kelly Power hija manager ġenerali ta' First Aid Bank u tajt li hemm raġuni għaliex wieħed jinsab imħasseb.
So we heard that about a quarter of Australians feel like they're going to have to delay their retirement or work longer. So absolutely that is an issue, particularly if you can't work longer, so therefore you'll be forced to rely on less income in retirement.
Bil-qatt li jkompli jikber hemm ukoll ċans ikbar li bosta Awstraljani iktar maturi fl-età mhux se jkunu jistgħu jkollhom xogħol biżejjed daqskemm jixtiequ biex ikomplu jsaħħu l-fondi mfadla tagħhom. Meta niġu għas-sitwazzjoni partikolarment tan-nisa dawn diġà mhumiex f'pożizzjoni tajba fejn jidħol l-irtirar u wara bil-bosta tal-irġiel. Tispjega Power.
Women retire on average with $90,000 less than men, and that's a result of them taking time off to have children or just generally having lower incomes on average. So that was an issue coming into the pandemic, and it will emerge a greater issue coming out of the pandemic because our research has shown that women predominantly have saved less during the pandemic.
Bosta nisa jaqsmu l-esperienzi u l-opinjonijiet tagħhom kemm jekk għadhom ma rtirawx, kif ukoll jekk diġà rtiraw iżda għadhom jaħdmu.
A bit worried because also the balance, you know, the superannuation fund now is, you know, the share market has been down, the fund is going a bit low. Yeah, it's a bit worried to be, yeah, I have to work a bit longer. I plan to.
Pensions haven't gone up that much either. So if you've got the work and enjoy the work, then you may as well do it. And I do, and I enjoy it.
Ekki fil-qati kompli jikber iċ-ċans li wieħed ikompli jaħdem wara l-età tal-irtirar isir wieħed iktar diffiċlu wkoll. Ian Henschke jgħid li dan jikkawża iktar pressjoni fuq persuni li huma kbar fl-età.
They're in real difficulties because they know that their money's not going to last as long as they predicted. Many older Australians had invested in what they thought were blue chip shares to provide an income stream. That, of course, has now had a changed pattern as well. So the real worry for older Australians at the moment is how long their savings will actually last. And they know that if they end up on the pension, that it's very difficult to live on the pension, especially if you don't own your own home.
Imbosta modi kif wieħed ikun jista' jsaħħaħ idħul fl-irtirar tiegħu anke b'ammont ċkejken li wieħed iwarrab fil-fondi tiegħu tal-irtirar. Dan jista' jipremja tajjeb ħafna jekk tibda kmieni biżejjed. Kelly Power tispjega kif tista' tagħmel dan.
It's challenging for people to put additional money into their super. A lot of people are struggling day to day to make ends meet. That said, a small top up now can have a major impact when you hit retirement age. So $10 a week now can equate to $25,000 if you're 30 and you're putting away that $10.
Ammont ċkejken li servik għal tul ta' żmien sar iktar importanti llum il-ġurnata meta l-ekonomija tad-dinja qiegħda terġa' toħroġ ftit ftit mill-kriżi kurrenti.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.